We are up to Simin Tov Kuf Samach Tes, and that's what we'll be doing today. Yochid HaMesana Al Tzara. A Yochid was fasting because there was some Tzara that he wanted to stop. The Avra, and then the Tzara disappeared. Or Al Chola, he was fasting for the sake of someone who wasn't well. The Nisrapa, the person had a Refuah Shalema. Omeis or Chas V'Shalom, he passed away. Tzorech lahashlim kol ha'tayne shekibel alav. He's got to complete all the fast days, not only the day that he fasted, but that particular day, but every day that he said he would fast. Avol, tzibur shemesanen al shum dover v'nenu kodem chatzos. What happens if a tzibur was fasting for something, and Hashem answered them, and it was before chatzos? Lo yashlimu. The halacha is that a tzibur does not finish the fast. Why is that? That is because in a fast of the Tzibur, we say Leiv Bezdin is Masne. We say that it was Ki'ilu, a T'nai was made, that if there will no longer be a need for the fast, they'll stop fasting. And the fact that it's a Tzibur, we say that we don't want to be Matriach, everybody. Whereas a Yachid, we say that his Das was probably to fast. In fact, it could very well be that the S'chus of the Kabbalah Satinus is what brought about the change. Now the halacha is that that's only if he didn't say anything. But of course, if a person made a tanai and he said his fast is only so long as the tzar exists, then once the tzar stops, he would not have to makayim that. He wouldn't have to do the whatever fast there is. Now, in the case of the tzibur, if the tzibur was fasting for a chola and the person passed away, there's a machlokas aposkim if they have to continue fasting or not. Now, why chatzos? Why is this dafka that it happened before chatzos, but after chatzos not? Pshat is that before chatzos, there are many people that don't eat anyway. So it wasn't nikur that the tainus started. It wasn't the hascholas hatainus. Whereas chatzos is considered the beginning of the tainus, because that's when people eat. So once chatzos passed by, we would say the tainus already took effect. You don't go stop it in the middle. Sidbeis Yochid Shemesan al Tzara, a Yochid that is fasting for a Tzara, v'nodesh akodem kabolis atayinis kfar avra, ein tzarech la'ashlim. Even though we said that, I skipped the end of the Mechaber here. V'im talmidei chacham v'rov tzibur rotzim la'ashlim and a Yochid rashay la'afish atzmo mehem, the halach is that even when the tzibur is not chayiv to complete the tainis, if they decided to, or talmidei chachamim rov, if the tzibur decided to, then the halach is that you're not allowed to be porish, you have to go along with it. So Yochid Shemesan al Tzar v'node shekodem kabbalah zatanis kvar avra ein tzar la'ashlim. Sif Aleph only applied where he only found out after he was fasting that the tzara ended, but the tzara ended after his kabbalah zatanis. What if the tzara ended before he was makabbalah zatanis in the first place? That's called the kabbalah zatanis al tos. Whereas what happens if it happened after the Kabbalah, but before he started fasting, there the Yochid will have to be Mashlim. Says the Rama, Agav wadin l'tzibur sheshamar ha-chatzos shekiblu atayinus betos, ein tzarech la'ashlim. A tzibur that finds out after chatzos that there was a Kabbalah's tos by mistake, the halacha is they do not have to be Mashlim. That's even after chatzos. Even if roll of the day passed by and they were fasting, nevertheless, however, it's very late in the day and the tzibur decides they want to fit, we fasted this far, let's complete the day in tainus, there they're allowed to, it makes sense.